Homeschooling is an epic investment of your time, energy, and on days, your sanity. Our goal is to come alongside you with weekly encouragement and practical help so you can homeschool boldly.
Hello, my bold friends, and welcome to the Homeschool Boldly podcast brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine, the magazine that leaves you feeling good, not guilty. Today, I have the honor of sharing with you an interview I did with the founders of Knotgrass History, Ray and Charlene Knotgrass. They are some of the sweetest people I have had the privilege to know. They have a heart to help homeschoolers, and in the process, they hope to bring families closer to the Lord through the integration of Bible into their history curriculum. We're going to share with you a portion of the conversation today, but I really encourage you to click on the link in the show notes and listen to the whole interview, especially if you're in need of a good history program. You'll find out all about the passion behind Knotgrass History and be encouraged by their story. Here's an excerpt to get you started. Now, I wanted to ask you, since you've been through the homeschooling journey and you've known a lot of homeschoolers, what's your biggest tip that you can give homeschooling parents to help them enjoy the journey?
To see children as a gift and to take it to the Lord and be at peace about the direction that they have chosen and believe that it will work and the result will be something they can be at peace about.
I also want them to accept who God made when he made their children and accept who God made when he made the parents. Because God is the one who puts us in families and he makes decisions about every child. Our newest grandchild was born a month ago with Down syndrome. That is not a tragedy. That is a gift. It's a joy. And every child is made in the image of God. And we can celebrate every child. And not every child is capable of going to MIT and graduating with a summa cum laude in some very technical science. That is not a tragedy. God made us all different, and wouldn't it be horrible if we were all the same? And I think one of the ways to enjoy it is just to learn how to enjoy our children and to calm down about ideas that have been imposed on us, not from God, but from the world. You know, even graduation at 18, what why? I mean, maybe a child needs to stay at home and continue learning at home until they're 20. That's maybe sounds like a radical example, but just like not every child is going to read even by, you know, 8, 9, 10. You know, not every child is going to. And one thing that helps you enjoy it is to realize that what is true for my child right now won't always be true. I mean, personality and capability, yes, maybe that'll always be true. But just because my child doesn't know 5 times 5 right now does not necessarily mean he or she will never know it. Just an acceptance of how God made us and realization that that's something to celebrate and not something to lament.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a follow-up question to that, because I think this ties right into everything that you've already said, but this is the Homeschool Boldly podcast. And so I always like to ask our guests, what does the phrase homeschool boldly mean to you?
I think it means that we can homeschool confidently before God, believing that he does indeed guide and help. I think we can homeschool boldly in the face of those who might question us, you know, and wonder about whether this is what the family really needs to do. I think we can homeschool boldly in believing that we can provide a good education for our children. I want to say this. If we don't homeschool boldly, our children will know it. They'll pick up on fears or being tenuous, and that's going to leave them in the lurch. They need their parents to be confident and positive and sure about this and not just constantly wondering and second guessing.
Aren't they just the sweetest? I hope that was an encouragement to you as you begin your week. Don't forget to listen to the whole interview. You'll find the link in the show notes of this episode. To learn more about them, go to knotgrasshistory.com, or you can look up Ray's podcast called Exploring History with Ray Knotgrass. And you can sign up for Charlene's email list to receive daily encouragement for homeschooling mothers at charlenenotgrass.com. Now go and homeschool boldly. And remember, you've got this because he's got you. This podcast is brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. Homeschooling Today is a quarterly magazine created by real people with a passion for honesty and encouragement. You won't find articles telling you everything you're not doing. Instead, you'll find homeschooling parents who have walked where you are or are currently on the path and want to help you succeed. We want to invite you to subscribe today and join the growing movement of parents who are setting aside comparisons, taking control of their children's education, choosing courage over fear, letting God lead, and homeschooling boldly. Visit homeschoolingtoday.com to learn more.